Each month for the last 6.5 years, NPR and KFF Health News have brought you the story of a patient and their medical bill. Some bills were outrageously expensive and all were confusing and frustrating. This is now the final installment of Bill of the Month here on NPR. We have KFF Health News senior contributing editor, Dr. Elizabeth Rosenthal, with us here to reflect back. Now, doctor, I mean, this series has really pointed to the many ways medical bills can burden patients.
Yeah, sure. Our goal was to understand how it is that U.S. healthcare generates such outsized bills and to empower patients with strategies to avoid unnecessary costs. We asked people to send us their bills, and wow, they did. We received nearly 10,000 submissions over the years. And ultimately, we featured more than 75 patients in Bill of the Month.
So you brought some of these past patient voices with you. Let's take a listen.
Well, it was a shock, to say the least, when I got the bill. The bill was for $500,000.
We started getting thousands and thousands of dollars worth of bills in the mail.
Honestly, I cried when I got that bill.
Will we be able to get a car loan? Will they come after our 401k?
I thought there must be an error, like a really simple error.
I'm headed for a transplant, and I don't want to wear myself out, which is what this does.
It certainly changed how I interact with the medical system.
I'm ready for a battle every time.
Okay, that was Kayla Chelsis, Phil Guyman, Aaron Calver, Grace Elliott, Sovereign Valentine, Ren Vettens, and B.C. Bennett. Doctor, I mean, what has happened with the people we featured?
Well, many people, unfortunately, still had to pay. But Bill of the Month has helped lots of people get their medical bills reduced or forgiven. Roughly 1 in 3 bills were resolved by the time the patient's story was published. That's what happened with B.C. Bennett from Florida, whose son was in the NICU for 2 months after he was born. She's the woman who got that bill for $500,000.
Yeah, right. Now, let's hear from B.C. again.
I was like, this is a mistake. 9 months later, 10 months later, I was still fighting with them. And of course, the kicker is that they told me that, but I could do a payment plan. And their payment plan was like, I think it was like 40-something thousand dollars a month.
After our reporter started asking about BC's case, her bill was reduced from $500,000 to $300.
Oh my gosh, that had to have felt extraordinarily satisfying.
Yeah, sure, we can help solve these problems one by one, but each bill represents hundreds or thousands of bills that cause patients to suffer.
Now, we've seen some larger successes, a landmark law called the No Surprises Act. So remind us how Bill of the Month was involved.
Well, our very first Bill of the Month story back in 2018 was about a woman in Texas named Elizabeth Moreno. Her doctor sent a urine sample to an out-of-network lab, and Elizabeth was charged $18,000 for that urine test. She got her father, Paul Davis, involved.
All right, here's Paul and Elizabeth.
As a physician, I thought, I can handle this easy.
And the woman on the phone just kept saying, what can you pay?
And then she said, well, would you be willing to pay $5,000?
Compared to $18,000 to $5,000, that's a steal. But when you think about the fact that it's a urinalysis test, that's you can get those at the grocery store.
Our story got noticed by politicians. Elizabeth and her father were invited to the White House. And later, guess what? Congress passed the federal No Surprises Act that went into effect in 2022. That law shields patients from some surprise bills like Elizabeth's. But over time, patients have discovered gaps. For example, the No Surprises Act applies to air ambulances, but not to ground ambulances.
Now, as we close out, doctor, leave us with a couple of the enduring lessons Bill of the Month has taught us over the years.
Our mantra is, if the bill seems off, don't write the check. Always ask your doctor's office for an itemized bill before you pay and get an explanation of benefits from your insurance company. Location also matters. A simple procedure or test done at a facility connected to a hospital is likely to cost way more. But most important, no, you can fight back. We've even had people fight their medical bills in court. It can be a strain on patients. And remember, these are people who are ill. But sometimes persistence, unfortunately, is your best tool.
Sure, it absolutely can be. Now, this is the last installment on NPR, but Bill of the Month is still helping patients. You can continue to submit your bills to our partner, KFF Health News. Doctor, thank you very much to you and your team.
Oh, it's been so gratifying to share the outrage, help some patients, and create change.